This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Alireza Jafarzadeh. He's a former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile. He's also the author of The Iran Threat, and he's the man who first warned the West about this latest round of Iranian nuclear ambitions, in particular, ambitions towards nuclear weapons. And we want to talk to him today about the new rounds of Iranian elections. And Ali, it's great to have you with us.
Great pleasure to be on your show, always.
Explain to our listeners exactly how these elections are run. Are they fair? Are they open? What really is on the ballot today?
Well, when we speak about the Iranian presidential elections, this is nowhere near what the people in the West think of elections. First of all, the candidates are handpicked. There is a screening body called the Council of Guardians and screens all the candidates, and only four out of 475, all of whom had already expressed their allegiance to the regime, succeeded and basically survived the screening process. Now, of the four, there is really not much of a choice between the various sides. All four of them have the same point of view regarding, for instance, the nuclear weapons program of Iran, regarding terrorism, regarding their foreign policy, and also domestically. There is really no candidate that would represent anything outside of the framework of the clerical system. It appears that there are several candidates going at each other. In reality, at the end of the day, there is no choice, and you end up with a president which would pretty much follow the path of the previous president.
Ali, as you mentioned, the clerics and the mullahs obviously really control Iran. We've heard, though, that the man who's considered the more moderate of recent presidents there, Mohammad Khatami, is supporting a specific candidate. Many, of course, wanted him to run himself. Would that be an improvement in any way, or since the mullahs run the show, is that just a figurehead, kind of?
Yes, as you said, Greg, because, first of all, you still have the supreme leader who is unelected. He's the one who controls everything. He's the one who sets policy. And he's the one that actually has the authority to even dismiss the president. So this election, no matter what the outcome is, it's not going to change the policies. Now, speaking of Khatami, who was elected back in 1997, in the midst of huge hype about the elections, that he was portrayed as a moderate that is going to change the course of activities regarding Iran and its relations with the West. He's going to end terrorism. He's going to improve relations, internationally. None of that actually happened. And now the same thing are being said about Mousavi, who has the full backing of Khatami and also the full backing of Rafsanjani, the two former presidents. And I think it's a mistake for people to think that if Mousavi wins, which is possible, then we're going to see a change in course. Remember, the hype created around Khatami back in 1997 was much, much bigger than the talks nowadays about Mousavi. And Khatami himself was a major failure.
Ali, how do the Iranian people view this? Do they understand that it doesn't really matter who wins? Or is this pitched to them like a vigorous, competitive campaign with very different ideas being espoused by these candidates?
Well, the intention in the beginning of introducing a new element in the political system of Iran, which were the debates, something you have in this country and a lot of Western countries, that didn't exist in Iran before. So the Supreme Leader basically designed to have one-on-one presidential debates among the four candidates, this time for the first time, the first time this year. Now, the outcome was a disaster because the people were watching, these debates, thinking that the two sides would, offer their programs, they would talk about, what they would do, what their plans are, and so on. Rather, what they actually saw was that, each two candidates were going after each other, tearing one another, exposing the other side's role in plunder of the resources of the country, corruption, how much money they have stolen, how much money they have illegally withdrawn from the central bank and others, and how they were involved in a lot of wrongdoing. And then the other side would fight back and say, well, when you were prime minister, you were doing all of these things. For instance, Mousavi, who is now being portrayed as a moderate, attacked Ahmadinejad, saying that, you know, you're a Holocaust denier and you have discredited Iran in the international scene. And making all these statements against the United States, Ahmadinejad, you know, fired back in the same debate and said, you know, wait a minute, you know, when you were the prime minister, you called for elimination of Israel yourself. You were lining up Iranian Revolutionary Guards, trying to send them to Lebanon, and it was only the Supreme Leader Khomeini who stopped you and sent those troops instead to the Iran-Iraq War. And therefore, you know, so in other words, this turned out to be really ugly. I don't think the Supreme Leader really intended this to be like this. But the people realize that these four candidates are nothing more than, you know, criminals, thieves, who should actually be, you know, put on trial for crime against humanity. The other issue that came up was the role of Mousavi in the massacre of the Iranian political prisoners back in 1988, when as many as 30,000 political prisoners were executed in a matter of a few days. And it was Mousavi who presided over sending children to the war fronts. As many as 36,000 was admitted by the regime's officials to have been used for sweeping minefields. All of this happened under Mousavi's watch. And I think this really came to the attention of the people once more. And I think what you're going to see is the rejection of the entirety of the system. The people will be further emboldened after these elections, no matter who wins. And they would feel that if these candidates are leveling these accusations against each other, why can't we do it ourselves? So we're going to see, you know, very interesting developments after the election.
Ali, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Ali Reza Jafarzadeh. The book is The Iran Threat. He's a former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in Exile, and he's the man who warned the West about Iran's current ambitions toward nuclear weapons. This is Dateline Washington.